It's Good Friday. Wherever you are right now, welcome to this Good Friday service. As we gather together apart, I invite you to light a candle. It's a reminder of the light of Christ with us and a symbol of our gathering together. Today we gather on this Good Friday to tell of the events which change the mood of the crowd, from the cheers and shouts of Hosanna and the palm leaves on the road to fear and anger and denial and betrayal. And we'll be doing that through prayers and readings and song and sharing. Kids, there are some activity sheets, including colouring in on the Facebook page, and that you can download. And also, we invite you to make a cross like this one. This one's been done by the Baileys. It's very simple, just two sticks that you can find. Get someone to put a hole in the base, and we have your own cross for Easter. So I invite you to make a cross over Easter. You can also make a resurrection garden. Now, this one is quite a fancy one, but you could do a much simpler one if you wish to. For instance, you could use a paper cup instead of the pot. Use your imagination. The instructions are also on the Facebook page. Over the last couple of weeks, kids have been listening to the Bible reading and presenting the story to us in Lego. You could do that again today, and then share it with us. For God so loved the world, the oceans, the sky, the flowers, the trees, the animals, the people. For God so loved the world in success and failure, in sickness and health. For God so loved the world enough to become one of us, to suffer with us, and to offer new life for us. For God so loved the world that his one and only Son was crucified, the ultimate, unexpected love.
This song's called Peter's Song. It's a song about Peter, the apostle, and in particular it's a song about It's focused on the cross of Christ, and it's really about Peter's own experience in trying to follow Christ. And as we know, he denied Christ. And then after the crucifixion and resurrection, Peter's relationship with Christ got reinstated. And so this song was written from the voice of Peter, so it's like Peter speaking. And just hope you enjoy it.
Swept here by Lord Jesus, Good Friday, it happened. Tears and sorrow in the garden, a betrayal with a kiss. Soldiers, swords and clubs, friends fleeing, fiery priests, finicky scribes, truths, half-truths, lies, then fists.
Cool, Pilate. Fearful, Pilate. Wash your hands, Pilate. We don't want this to spread, Pilate. Crown of thorns, heavy cross. Women weep, soldiers mock. Nail, nail, king in the sky. Outstretched hands, empty hands, yet you give. To the thief, paradise. To your mother, a son. To all on earth, forgiveness. Then it happened. You breathed. You breathed your last. Death. Soldier. Darkness. Brave friends. Tomb.
So today I'm reading from John 18 and starting from verse 17 of the NIV. You aren't one of this man's disciples too, are you? She asked Peter. He replied, I am not. It was cold, and the servants and officials stood around a fire they had made to keep warm. Peter also was standing with them, warming himself. And from verse 25. Meanwhile, Simon Peter was still standing there warming himself. So they asked him, You aren't one of his disciples too, are you? He denied it, saying, I am not. One of the high priest's servants, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, challenged him. Didn't I see you with him in the garden? Again, Peter denied it, and at that moment a rooster began to crow. And moving to John 19 from verse 16. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Verse 28. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Life at the moment is unexpected. We didn't think a month ago that we'd be gathering in this way. We wouldn't have expected that we would be self-isolating at home or physically distancing when out or if out at all. It's a bit of a shock, really. For us, for our leaders, those in government, and for the world in general. It's not hard to see the parallels with Good Friday. It too is unexpected, especially to those who had followed Jesus, being taught by him, eaten with him, laughed with him, cried with him. It was also unexpected. After all, Palm Sunday was only 5 days before, and people had cut down palm branches and spread their cloaks, their coats on the road. They'd shouted Hosanna as Jesus rode in to Jerusalem on a donkey. And just a few days later, we have this. Nobody expected this. Peter didn't. The disciples didn't. This was a hard and shocking time. Unexpected was an understatement. We can feel Peter's pain when he betrays Jesus. He wasn't expecting to betray his master, the one whom he loved. The disciples were thinking that he would be crowned king and there would be a revolution, an uprising, and in some way they would be a part of it. And now Jesus is dead. Dead. The light was gone. He died the most awful death on a cross, the cruelest death known at the time. And he's buried like any other dead person, their master, their Lord, their teacher. Imagine the shock and their horror. Pilate can't understand either. He'd never encountered a Jewish Passover like this one. In Matthew's account, Pilate took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I'm innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." Somehow that seems to have so much more meaning for us as we're washing our hands constantly. We're doing it to keep away a virus, to stop the spread. He did it to pass over responsibility to the crowd. How do they deal with this strange turn of events? There is blackness. There is no hope. This is the end of the world as they knew it. Today, we experience blackness. Times of no hope. We experience circumstances that leave us feeling that this is the end of the world as we've known it. There's the unexpected loss, or a health issue, or a relationship breakdown that we didn't see coming, pressure that came out of nowhere. And we're living and breathing this today. As we live in a time of pandemic, as we're working, learning, and living from home, there's a sense of the end of the world as we've known it. And we wonder what life will look like on the other side of COVID-19. This is how Douglas Purnell paints this time. He's entitled it CV1. It's human size at 1.8 meters, not quite my human size, but perhaps you can relate to his painting. Research tells us that colouring in or sketching mandalas can relieve stress, but perhaps we can relate to this right now. We can't rush to everything is okay because it's clearly not, and there are no quick or easy answers here. Here we have the lament of Good Friday, and we lament the coronavirus in our world. It's a contrast to Easter Sunday. We have the worry, the anxiety, the blackness of Good Friday versus the hope and celebration of Easter Sunday. And in the middle, we have Easter Saturday, the pending day, the day in between. And how often do we feel that we live in this day? And yet, we see so many symbols of hope around us. And yet Sunday is coming. We see the new green growth amongst the blackened hills and the blackened parts of Kangaroo Island after the bushfires, and it gives us hope. We see the kindness of neighbours and strangers reaching out, looking after each other, and it gives us hope. We've seen our nation pull together to care for each other during the bushfires, and now we see it again. We've seen firefighters risk their lives, and now we have doctors and nurses and all those working in the medical profession doing the same. We see teachers doing everything they can to teach and care for students people working in supermarkets to keep them open. We see so much that gives us hope, especially in these times. We find the enduring hope and unexpected love of God. When we look at the cross on Good Friday, we find the enduring hope of God. Amidst the unexpected events of Good Friday around 2,000 years ago. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus gave his life for each of us, took our place so that we could know forgiveness. This unexpected sacrifice, this unexpected love, this gives us enduring hope. And no matter how we're feeling today, what baggage we're carrying or what circumstances we're in, Jesus going to the cross brings us hope, brings us life, and shows us God's amazing love and enduring hope. Let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for your amazing love, shown in the unexpected way through the crucifixion of Jesus. Lord Jesus, forgive us for all the ways we have missed the mark, all the ways we have come up short, for when we have neglected to care for others or to care for your world. Thank you that through your sacrifice for each one of us, these things and our sins are forgiven. Forgiven through Jesus' death on the cross, bringing us back into relationship through your grace and helping us to find the path again. Holy Spirit, thank you for your unexpected presence amongst all the tough stuff that's in our lives and in this time of pandemic and uncertainty. Help us to recognize God's love and enduring hope in all the unexpected places and times of our lives. We pause to pray for our world today. We pray for all those suffering with hunger and war and abuse of all kinds. We continue to pray for our world in these anxious times, for a cure for coronavirus, for the vulnerable, for those making decisions every day, for medical staff, paramedics and chaplains, for those sick, for those grieving. Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for the people we love and know who have no or little hope in their lives. May they sense your love, your presence, and your hope, we pray. Amen.
Sorrow meet
Thank you for joining us on this Good Friday. It is a joy to gather together. Can I encourage you to reach out and to connect with others? Perhaps ring someone right now or connect with someone on Messenger or Zoom for a virtual coffee. I believe there are several Zoom catch-ups happening at the end of this service, and if you would like to join one from anywhere, this is not just for people at Adelaide West, but anyone who has worshipped with us, please email me at minister@awuc.org.au and I'll pass on the details. Kids, would be interested in what you've created or are creating or drawn this morning or even over the weekend. So if you could send them to kids@awuc.org.au anytime over the weekend, and we'll create a montage of them. And continue to work on your resurrection garden over the weekend. We'd be really interested to see that. The service is available anytime on YouTube. The link is on the Adelaide West Uniting Church Facebook page or the Adelaide West website. And prayer is always available. We value prayer in this place. Use the prayer request button or email to prayer@awuc.org.au. Our Easter Sunday service is at 10 a.m. and we'll also be sharing communion together. You'll need some bread, either a slice of bread or a small roll or some juice, gluten-free bread if you wish. The juice could be grape or apple juice or any juice really, but if you could have that ready for the Easter Sunday service. In one sense, we don't end this service, as it continues on Sunday when we meet to celebrate Easter together. So the peace, unexpected love and enduring hope of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.